in and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How happy I am to join with you once again.
Oh, we're very happy to have you with us.
Yes.
As always, my dear friends, your love for your fellow man is obvious to all. You ask for healing and upliftment for many, and this we are always grateful to you. But I have told you this on many occasions, and I will continue to do so as long as that love for your fellow man continues. I was listening to you all speak before I came to you, and I wondered, my dear friends, if you realized the complexities of communication which take place. Because your energy is so light, I find it a little easier than once I did to join with you. But always I knew this to be so. So many people are confused by communication with us here in spirit. They believe it is just like looking at another person, and all will be said and all will be shown. I have to say to you, my dear friends, there are complexities with communication, but we have achieved it well, and we have very few problems when I come to you now. And of course, each and every one of you play your part in the giving of your loving energies. So I thank you all, whoever may be here, and to those who may be absent this time, I say thank you.
We should thank you too, Saluet, because I think you've had to adapt as well to be with us. So I think it's probably a combined effort.
Of course, I would not be here without your love and your energy. No doubt you remembered in earlier times when the words were difficult to convey. Mm-hmm. And that is no longer the case.
Yeah.
I believe I still speak more slowly than many who have addressed you, but that is only because I have come a little farther.
But it's also good for those who don't hear so well when you don't speak so fast. So yes, I think that's,
I can vouch for that.
It's just right.
Yes.
Yes, it's good that your speech comes through clearly and not hastily. And I thank you for that.
Yes. There is no need to give thanks to me. The thanks lies with all of you. It is a joint effort, and the work that you have given to others in describing the work, and believe me, my dear friends, it is a work of spirit that you have created. We give thanks for all of it, and thank you so many times when we hear your thoughts and your words for other human beings. You know, of course, that the word love is the one that I have used most often. Because without love, what would we be? And there is love missing in your world today. But we strive at all times to be positive and to help those who live in negativity and are negative about their own way of living.
Yes, it surprises me just how much militarism is in the world.
Yes.
And it seems to me that there is so much purely physical thinking and lack of love in that.
Yes. The negativity would dissipate if only people allowed the spirit to come to the fore. I believe you all know and understand this, but a great number of people in your world are afraid to speak of what is deep within their hearts. And you know, without love, there is cruelty. Cruelty from humankind to one another. And this we should not tolerate. We should always give out love. Do you remember my words and that of many people within your scriptures who say, give love? Yes.
And this is, of course, the only effective way to counter or what I have referred to as militarism.
It is the best way to counteract all of that negative expression that is being used. But of course, you know, I always try to bring to you, my dear friends, the message of being positive. That will always overshadow the negative side of your lives. So not only must you try to achieve this positive energy in your own individual lives, but you must send it throughout this earthly world, out into the reaches of other universes. After all, you are not just people of the earth. You are spiritual beings that are part of the many universes that exist. You understand?
And I think you've said before that the love you give out comes back to you. So giving to the, maybe we're giving to these other universes, there might be more exchange of this beautiful energy.
It is like the circle of life. The more you give, the more you receive. The more you receive, the more you give. If you can think of it in that way, you can see how this love energy grows and multiplies.
And I think this might be seen as the essence of creation.
Yes, of course. Of course. I am always surprised when I have to use physical words to express something that is not physical. But I know, my dear friends, your understanding has grown so much that it is unnecessary for me constantly remind you. But for this time, I needed to let you feel love that surrounds you in this small place of union. I know you can feel it, and the more you feel, the more we give. So, that is my message for you this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, do you have any questions at this time?
Yes, could I ask one for Eileen, your channel? Last week, she went on a journey into spirit. She was carrying something heavy. That's about as much as she could recollect. She was carrying something heavy. She wondered why that was, and also when she came back, she had a slight headache, which I gave her some healing, and I felt I was maybe pulling something out. I don't know if that was just imagination or whatever. Could you explain that a little, please? Where she was going or why? I hope I've explained that okay.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I believe that you had been taken on journeys as individuals, where you were given someone to recognize or something. That is my understanding. Because she is a little more experienced in the communication side of life, her journey was not a meeting here upon the earth. Her journey took her a little further than she has been before. Different from when I use the instrument, because she is placed to one side when I speak. This journey she was aware of, as you mentioned, and it was, I should say, the word you would use on earth would be honor, that she was allowed to take this journey while still in the physical body. The heaviness she felt was the heaviness of the earth, whilst her spirit sought.
Yes,
that is the reason why she felt that she travelled backwards. It is a great joy in spirit that this is easily done by those who allow themselves to leave their bodies. After all, my dear friends, each and every one of you leave your bodies when you are asleep, whether you realize it or not. The spirit leaves the body, and the spirit is free for a certain amount of time. I am sure some of you may recall feeling lightness at times. That is when the spirit is released. And the reason why she would come back with a headache, you said, yes, was the experience ended a little too quickly. Because it was the first time for this kind of experience, although we were completely in charge of her spirit, we allowed the return to the physical to be a little too quick. That is all. It was not dangerous, as some people seem to think. We often have thoughts on should these things take place. I say to you always, if you are in that condition, you are well looked after by us here in spirit. It was a journey she will probably not ever forget, because it is given to only a handful of people. So you may tell her my words.
Thank you.
So she should be able to remember what happened, should she?
Yes, she was able to remember.
And what a wonderfully clear explanation. Thank you for that, Sophie.
Yes. She remembers what happens, but she did not know the exact reasons why.
Thank you.
I hope that is helpful.
So what was Lillian doing when she thought she was maybe pulling something out of her?
She was dealing with energy. There was a lot of energy still to be removed.
Interesting.
Now, my dear friends, I will close and allow others to come if they so wish. And I have to tell you, they come more and more in greater numbers because of your goodness, your kindness, and your love for others. Something to think upon this time. What would you be, or who would you be without love?
Thank you.
I leave you all now with my love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our love goes with you, Sally.
Yes.